Hello and welcome to Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. For this episode, we'll be featuring an upcoming event, the Urban Craft Uprising Summer Show, coming to Magnuson Park on Saturday, July 29th and Sunday, July 30th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Hangar 30. And my guest today is Kristen Rask from Urban Craft Uprising. Kristen, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Let's just start off, if you could let our listeners know what your role is at Urban Craft Uprising and how you got started there.
Yeah, so I'm the president. There's only three of us. I have a business partner, and then we have one employee that's been with us since she's 17. She is now 31, I think. We all kind of divide and conquer, but I am probably known as the ideas person, coming up with new show ideas and different fun things that we're going to do, and vendor support. I mean, I could go on and on.
A lot of roles at Urban Craft Uprising. Okay. So a small operation, but putting on some great events here in the Seattle area. Are you yourself a crafter? And if so, what do you craft?
I am a crocheter. I've definitely been, I consider myself an omni-crafter. So through the span of my life, I have done a lot of craft shows, definitely did craft show vending before I was an organizer, and currently have tried to really nail down my focus of just sticking to crocheting.
And how long have you been crocheting?
Oh man, at least 20 years.
All right. So a while. Okay. All right. Well, let's get into Urban Craft Uprising. Can you give us kind of an overview and brief history of Urban Craft Uprising, what it is and how it got started?
Yeah. There was a group of people no longer with Urban Craft that started it. I was a vendor at the first Urban Craft show.
Okay.
But it was in the time of craft show movements changing kind of from maybe more granny crafts is a way to say it. Just like a younger, hipper version of like maybe your craft shows that you perhaps experienced as a child. That's how it started. It was a way bigger group of people that started it. I applied for the job in 2008 to be the PR and marketing person for Urban Craft and got that job, and then slowly there were changes of hands, and now and then for a long time it was me and Lindsay, and then we hired Heather officially in 2020, which was a good time to hire someone when you do events, but now she's been with us in an official capacity for a couple of years now.
All right. Well, the Urban Craft Uprising Summer Show taking place at Magnuson Park here in a couple weeks. What can people expect from the summer show?
I mean, there's so many amazing things just all handmade. So you can find like furniture and bath and body care stuff, CBD products, food, clothing, jewelry. I mean, you kind of name it and it's there, I feel like. To an extent, you know, but just a lot of really cool handmade makers that come from far and wide. We have people coming from California, and it's, I'm sure, even farther than that. But those are the ones that stick out. And then obviously from Oregon and then around Washington State.
So speaking of the makers or the vendors, how do folks find out about being part of this event?
Like to be a vendor?
To be a vendor.
Well, we do a lot of Instagramming, Facebook. We have a large newsletter list. So anyone interested, I always tell them to join our newsletter and then follow us on Instagram, because I feel like people just get their information from different places. And if our email winds up in your spam or whatever, you might miss out. But we have hundreds of applications for our shows. And so we just, like our fall and winter lineup just went live the other day. So applications are open for those shows now.
So what is the Instagram handle and how do folks sign up for the newsletter?
The Instagram handle is Urban Craft Uprising. And then the newsletter, you can find it on our website, which is urbancraftuprising.com. And then I believe it's at the top of the page on the home page.
All right, perfect. So check out urbancraftuprising.com or check out the Instagram page. You'll find the information there. So you said there's kind of hundreds of applications out. How many vendors do you expect to have at the summer show here at Magnuson Park?
I think between the food trucks, we have a couple different iterations. On Saturday, we are doing this thing called the Sprouts program. So that is for emerging businesses that might not want to vend 2 days in a row. It's definitely more cost effective. So they are there only on Saturday. And so those are for emerging businesses, and that will be in the south lot. And then we have the north lot will be for our food vendors and food trucks. So in total, there's approximately 150. At our winter show, it's a little over 150.
All right. So a big group. And then with the summer show, so that Saturday, you might see even more vendors if you come out on Saturday as opposed to Sunday.
Correct. We'll have vendors in the south lot. Sunday, we will just have indoor vendors and then the north lot for food trucks and food booths.
At the summer show, other than the food trucks and the vendors, what else might be going on? Are there specific activities or kids programs or anything hands-on for anyone coming? What else can folks expect to see at the show?
We do have games, like leisure game type things. Mm-hmm. But that's, you know, if anyone's interested in being a small business person and interested in turning their craft into an actual business, this is a great place to be inspired. I think it's awesome for kids that are crafty. We've seen them come through and then become vendors. It's really cool to hear those stories of coming to our shows early on and being inspired and then really trying to, you know, see, they can see that like people are doing this and this is their full-time jobs. And then just a lot, you know, if you really want to have a shopping experience where you talk to the person that made the thing, this is definitely the place for you.
So some games, but it sounds like a lot of opportunity to network, to learn more about what it is to craft and to create a business around that.
Definitely.
Then with the food trucks, I know that's always a draw for folks. How many food trucks and what types of food might folks find at the summer show?
We have ice cream. There's different varieties of food from all around the world. So, yeah, I feel like you could definitely stop at least a few food trucks and just get a little taste of something different that you might not normally eat. Or you normally eat.
So Urban Craft Uprising has the summer show. You mentioned fall and winter. When do the fall and winter shows take place and where do they take place?
So we have a food show called Gobble Up. We just had that a couple weeks ago in South Lake Union, the first summer one. And then we have our Gobble Up fall show that is at Magnuson Park, November 18th at the Hangar, Hangar 30. And then we do one in Portland the week before on November 11th. And then we have our big winter show is always at the Exhibition Hall the first weekend of December. And then we have a couple others.
So not just the Seattle area. Sounds like you're also around the Portland area. Anywhere else in Washington State or Oregon?
Portland, the Gobble Up is only in the fall, and that's our only Portland show. We do have a show in Edmonds. Tacoma Summerfest is August 12th. We're taking part in Derby Days in Redmond. That's Saturday. Yeah, and then like we often get asked, like Derby Days, the city of Redmond reached out to see if there was a way to work together. So that's why we help them. So we've had some partnerships. We do a free event called Plant Camp in South Lake Union by the Amazon Spheres. That's every other Wednesday. So we have a lot going on in the summer, especially.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of shows going on and kind of all over. So folks might not be in the Magnuson Park area, even though there's a couple of those going on around here, but all over kind of the Seattle, Puget Sound area. Sounds like you've got a lot going on, which is always great to hear. And especially great to hear that there are multiple events going on in the Magnuson Park area. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Exploring Magnuson Park, talking with Kristen Rask from Urban Craft Uprising. Their summer show will be taking place at Magnuson Park on Saturday, July 29th and Sunday, July 30th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Hangar 30. So, Kristen, for the summer show or for any of your shows, are there fees or registration costs involved for folks who want to attend?
Nope, it's totally free.
Perfect, totally free. And with it being in Magnuson Park, what do you see as the benefit from being in Magnuson Park for your events?
You know, I really like this area. I think my friends did like an art installation experiment thing a very long time ago in one of these buildings, and I was like, man, it's so cool over here. I think there's great lighting. The park is awesome. There's the dog park is close. Parking is free, which is definitely a challenge for our winter show. So I just think you can do a lot over here and not just come to our show. And you can, but you know, if you did, you could spend a good chunk of your day just exploring this area.
It is the perfect place to have an event like this. Hangar 30 is such a great venue. And then, like you said, you can explore the park while you're here. Take that morning or take the evening after the event and explore the park and the surrounding area. It's a great place to do that, too. You've mentioned the Urban Craft Uprising website, urbancraftuprising.com. Also have the Instagram and the newsletter. For folks who are maybe looking for other information or more information, is there a Facebook page or Twitter or YouTube? What sorts of other ways can folks get more information from Urban Craft Uprising?
We do have a Facebook page, and then we have a page for each event. So if you're like specifically looking for the summer show, you can go to that page on Facebook. Because there are just three of us, I manage the Urban Craft Instagram. We always have lofty goals of doing other things. There just is not enough time. I wish we had a TikTok, and we don't. And I'm also not 20, so it's like harder to muscle that. But we do have a very extensive website. So there's an FAQ for vendors. There's an FAQ for fans. I feel like almost everything could be answered on our website, to be honest. But we are also very accessible humans. We try to get back to everyone within 24 hours and answer any questions as long as they're asked respectfully.
So the website's the kind of the first point to go for a lot of the information, urbancraftuprising.com. And then the newsletter, Instagram, Facebook. Sounds like you can get even more information and certainly check out some of the pictures or other details from those shows, especially the ones, as you said, have the specific Facebook profiles. So you can learn more about specific shows that way too. With there being three of you and a lot of shows going on around Washington State and the one in Portland, are there opportunities for folks to volunteer? And if so, what does that look like?
Great question. Yes, we do have volunteers. Heather, our employee now, was a volunteer, and that's how she started with us. But it's a great way to get in with us and potentially get hired for at least gig work if that's what you're looking for. So Heather is now the volunteer coordinator. So you would just email heather@urbancraftuprising.com and she would get back to you about what is still available.
And do you take volunteers at all of your shows, or are there specific shows where you are looking for more volunteers than others?
I mean, we take them at all of our shows. There's just Some shows, like if you have mobility issues, some of the shows are harder, quite honestly, because there's not as many opportunities for like jobs that maybe are like more sitting based. The summer and the winter are great for those. Some, I mean, it's not a glamorous job, to be honest. There's a lot of like schlepping and like that kind of stuff. But we, you know, at the summer show and the winter show, those are great shows to like really see the in and out of organizing shows. And then there are a wider variety of things to do opposed to like Tacoma or Edmonds. They're one day shows. They're generally speaking outside. There's a little less going on. But we take, you know, volunteers for all of them.
So volunteers, check out urbancraftuprising.com. Reach out if you'd like to contribute in that way. For folks who are looking to contribute maybe in other ways, are there opportunities for monetary donations, for in-kind or material donations? What do those sorts of contributions look like for Urban Craft Uprising?
Yeah, we do donation box at the door. We have a QR code now, so obviously less people have cash on them. But there are ways to donate that way. That helps offset costs. We try to, I mean, our costs, especially since COVID, have gone up tremendously, but we haven't tried to raise booth prices as much. We would love, you know, like we have a lot of lofty ideas too of ways to join forces with different people to maybe do like a craft supply donation so we can give them. We have been talking to Solid Ground about doing something for them. We've done food drives for Northwest Harvest. So there's things coming down the pipeline for like the future. Yeah, there's many ways to kind of get involved. And then we do have like some parties and stuff like that. So people that just want to know more about us like are always welcome to reach out.
Going back a little bit to the Saturday where you said it's more of the maybe smaller businesses, smaller vendors kind of coming in for one day. You had talked about maybe younger folks who are interested in that side of things. They're crafters themselves, and they want to get maybe started up as a business or sell their work. For folks who are kind of in that right now, what advice would you have for younger crafters who are just getting started?
I would suggest doing any show possible. I started very small at small shows like street fairs. I did a show at a house once, you know, and just really tried to do anything I could get into. I think it's a lot of work, and like from setting up your booth, how it can look better. I think talking about yourself can be really hard for people and their work. Even like knowing if this is your jam, because at our shows, you know, it is like once in a while you'll look around and, you know, people are looking at their phones or don't look approachable, and then they're not having the best show. And I'm like, well, you got to look up sometimes. But like practicing all of that, like making sure you have good enough food for yourself for the day, their long days, water, like it's silly things, but the more you do it, like I just have this box that's like four shows. And so I know certain things are always going to be there, so I don't have to like stress out about it. You know, but those are things that take time and practicing what works for you. I used to do a lot of shows, and then, you know, what worked for one person did not work for me. So I kind of started making my own guidelines for shows that I would, you know, explore doing and ones that I wouldn't. So that's going to change person to person. So I would just, I mean, do as much as you can. Start small. I think a lot of people just make stuff and then want to be at Urban Craft, which is a big, you know, for especially the summer show and the winter show. Those are bigger shows and can be really stressful. People also, like, if you sell out on Saturday and you don't have anything for Sunday, that's not really great for us. We want our customers to see everything both days. So, you know, those are things that you can work out a little bit better when you do a little smaller events. So that would be my probably biggest advice.
Get yourself out there.
Yeah.
Especially with Urban Craft Uprising. Got a lot of shows going around, going on in the area. So check out urbancraftuprising.com for those. As we're wrapping up here, is there anything else that you would like to say about Urban Craft Uprising, about the summer show, or about any of the shows or the work that you do?
I mean, I feel like we have a lot of great opportunities doing the Sprouts program and the Greenhouse program. We're working with Business Impact Northwest. I don't know if you know them, but they are a great organization. So they're providing scholarships for all of our events this year. So it's a great way to also get your foot in the door with Urban Craft and try out one of our shows, and they'll pay for your booth. So a lot of those opportunities are definitely geared more towards BIPOC makers, LGBTQ makers, and veteran makers. But I think they're really great opportunities, and we have really, really enjoyed working with them and are really pumped about the Sprouts program. So, yeah, I feel like we're excited for what we have going on and what we have coming down the pipeline.
Well, that's great to hear that there are those opportunities available for makers from all walks of life. And we are really excited about the upcoming show. We're excited about Gobble Up and everything else that Urban Craft Uprising is doing in Magnuson Park, but in the Seattle area in general. I have one final question for you. Is there a song that you associate with Urban Craft Uprising?
Yes. It's Eye of the Tiger. I don't know how this started, but I started playing it as soon as we got into the Seattle Center Exhibition Hall. And as soon as they got our sound system going, I would play it as our pump up jam. And now that's kind of our, okay, let's do this.
Well, that'll be a great one to play for the Urban Craft Uprising Summer Show coming to Magnuson Park on Saturday, July 29th and Sunday, July 30th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Hangar 30. So, Kristen, thank you so much for being here, for letting our listeners know about this incredible show with Urban Craft Uprising. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Exploring Magnuson Park. My guest today was Kristen Rask from Urban Craft Uprising, talking about the summer show coming to Magnuson Park on Saturday, July 29th and Sunday, July 30th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Hangar 30. This event will feature indoor and outdoor shopping and will be lots of fun for the whole family. Check out urbancraftuprising.com for more information. Another event coming to Magnuson Park, Beavers Northwest, is leading a nature walk on Wednesday, July 19th from 8 to 9:30 p.m. and Wednesday, July 26th from 7:30 to 9 p.m. Participants will meet at the Magnuson Park boat launch, and Beavers Northwest staff will lead attendees on a walk to explore the Magnuson Park wetlands and provide context on the beaver presence at the park. The event is free, but registration is required. Visit beaversnw.org for more information. And thank you to everyone who contributes to Space 101.1 FM. It's your donations that make this show and all of our programs possible. If you'd like to contribute, want to learn more about the station, or would like to listen online, visit space101fm.org. And tune into Space 101.1 FM for more of our amazing programs, including World Beat Adventure, airing on Wednesdays from 7 to 9 p.m., featuring a wide range of music from all over the world. And don't forget to tune in on Thursdays at 2 p.m. for more Exploring Magnuson Park. Next week, we'll be learning about the Seattle Gaels, a program of the Irish Heritage Club, promoting the Irish sports of Gaelic football, hurling, and camogie. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. Have a wonderful day, and go Mariners! Walking.